This goes to Crystal Morrissey, MORRISSEY PAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Deborah, DEBRA, Donahue, DONAHUE, date of birth May 12, 1952. Dear Crystal, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Donahue with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, COPD, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was May 1st of this year. She's been feeling well. Her weight is stable. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She has had a couple medication changes, though. Bisoprolol is 10 milligram daily instead of Bistolic 5 milligram daily. I want to highlight the Losartan 100 milligram daily. Cymbalta 60 milligram daily is new, and Pravastatin 20 milligram daily is new. Other medications, Cymbalta has been stopped. I'm sorry, Celexa, not Cymbalta, Celexa has been stopped, and now she's on the Cymbalta. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds, pulse 73, blood pressure 124 over 68. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 2nd, 2023. Creatinine is 1.09 with estimated GFR of 54, albumin 4, calcium 9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.0, intact parathyroid hormone is 97.1, and that is stable. Hemoglobin is 13.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. We will check labs every 6 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, COPD without exacerbation. 4, secondary hyperparathyroidism, stable and with normal calcium levels. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.